The Pope's envoy to Dublin has been recalled to Rome following this month's publication of the Cloyne Report, which detailed allegations of child sex abuse against 19 priests, allegations that took place between 1996 and 2009, and many of which weren't passed on to police. The move comes after a hard-hitting speech from Irish Prime Minister Edna Kenny, in which he condemned the Vatican for not reporting allegations of abuse as recently as 3 years ago, a time when the Church was telling the world there would never be another cover-up. The BBC's Ruth MacDonald reports from Dublin.
It's already been called a watershed moment in Irish history. In the wake of the Cloyne Report, yet another devastating report into allegations of clerical sex abuse in a diocese in Ireland, Prime Minister Enda Kenny delivered a speech to Parliament, which expressed in the strongest possible terms Irish anger at the Vatican.
The rape and the torture of children were downplayed or managed to uphold instead the primacy of the institution, its power, its standing, and its reputation.
Patsy McGarry, the religious affairs editor of the Irish Times, has been covering stories of abuse in the Catholic Church for years now. He's watched the news coming out of the Vatican with interest. A Vatican spokesperson said the decision to recall the papal nuncio denoted what he called the seriousness of the situation and the Holy See's desire to face it objectively and determinedly. However, he pointed out that the move does not exclude some degree of surprise and disappointment at certain excessive reactions.
My reaction to the Cloyne report was one of rage and devastation, leading to a kind of depression and a sense of shame of belonging to this clerical group.
Father Brian Grogan is involved with the Association of Catholic Priests, a newly formed rank-and-file group of priests who are calling for change within their own church.
Less than a year ago, the call went out, anyone interested, they were expecting 50 or 60, over 300 turned up. And then the discussion started. And one of the great emotions that emerged during that meeting was one of fear. Every other speaker spoke of the fact that they have ideas, they believe the Holy Spirit is working in them, but if they say something, they're liable to be sent to what they called Outer Mongolia in Tipperary or wherever else it might be.
So the Catholic Church in Ireland is under fire from within and without. The days when bishops exercised considerable power and the threat of Rome's displeasure still held sway would appear to be well and truly gone, a point underlined by Enda Kenny in his speech.
This is the Republic of Ireland, 2011. A republic of laws, of rights and responsibilities, of proper civic order, where the delinquency and the arrogance of a particular version, of a particular kind of morality, will no longer be tolerated or ignored.
And Enda Kenny's speech very clearly laid out the dividing lines between the Catholic Church and the Irish state.
When it comes to the protection of the children of this state, the standards of conduct which the Church deems appropriate to itself cannot and will not be applied to the workings of democracy and civil society in this republic, not purely or simply or otherwise, because children have to be and will be put first.
The Cloyne and its aftermath has sent shockwaves around the country, there's no doubt. Some, though, like Senator Ronan Mullen, warn that those feelings of shock and outrage could manifest themselves as a kind of anti-Catholicism.
It's important as well that the state respect the fact that, you know, within the law, the Church has to regulate its own affairs. And you see that very healthily expressed in the United States, for example. There's almost a danger sometimes that behind the calls for separation of church and state, there's almost an anti-Catholicism in the air in some quarters.
Enda Kenny said at the weekend that he's received many messages of support in the wake of his speech. It has, without a doubt, touched a nerve here. As the country waits for the Vatican's response to the devastating Cloyne report, the relationship between the Catholic Church and the Irish state has certainly changed, and possibly changed for good.